3. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. That's freetalklive.com. So we go back to Neil in Florida. Neil was about to tell us about, an experience he had with the TSA. You were flying recently to New Hampshire to attend the Liberty Forum, which was last weekend, which we also were attending. A lot of fun. And apparently you didn't have a lot of fun when you were in the airport, Neil. You decided to attempt to fly without identification, or rather without showing identification, which is possible. In case you've never heard this, it is absolutely possible to fly in America still today without showing any government agent your identification. And that's what you did. What happened, Neil?
It certainly is possible. And I actually ended up going through TSA about 5 times, not doing it. And at the very end, flying through Newark, who probably has the worst security ever, they didn't even ask for my ID at all. But this particular occasion, it was in Manchester, and they have the most thorough TSA agents of all the airports I flew through.
Okay.
And what they'll do when you don't show ID, they'll call for a secondary screener of your sex. And he proceeds to snap on rubber gloves.
Oh, my.
And at that point, you'll be thinking the worst. but this particular government bureaucrat practically molested me in public.
Really?
For instance, he took his wand, his metal-detecting wand, and just felt me up between my legs, just thrusting it up into my crotch and lifting me up.
Oh, my goodness.
When the wand detected metal from my pants button, he explained he had to seal me there. And please, what's my button going to be, a detonator? I passed through the metal detector just fine.
Wow.
But he proceeded to rub me down right above my crotch.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if I didn't already feel violated enough, the wand then went off over my zipper.
Of course.
It's metal.
It's metal.
Yeah. He then explained he had to pad me down on both sides of my crotch with the sides of his hands.
So, wait, is he putting his hand down your pants, or...
No, on the outside.
Not just on the outside, like, just down the sides of it, using the sides of his hands.
I see.
Right. If this was a private person doing this, it'd no doubt be molestation, but, of course, you know, they're the government and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the agent thoroughly searched my bag as well, even though it had, you know, gone through the scanning machine. He searched it thoroughly enough to even look at the contents of my papers in there, reading the titles of the magazines and books. He paused when he saw a newsletter I picked up called Firearms and Freedom.
Can't be having that sort of thing here in America.
No, that's bad stuff.
I kind of fear the day when Fahrenheit 451 might be applicable to our current situation. Maybe then I'll show my ID rather than, you know, have them search and see all my anti-government propaganda.
Yeah, you could have been a terrorist.
Oh, yeah. In their minds, I probably was. But it's very possible to get through TSA without showing your papers. But,
so is that where it stopped? Is that where the harassment stopped? Did he make any snide comments or anything like that?
He was a real jerk to me, and he was very snappy when going through my papers and books and everything.
These are our public servants.
Yes, and they even tried to search through my bags without me even being there, with me being in a separate room with windowed glass and everything.
Yikes.
Yeah, don't let them search your property without you being there.
Well, you were able to stop them from doing that?
I told them not to, that I needed to be with my property when they did that.
And yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, you hear all the time about police planting evidence.
What makes the TSA
any better, you know?
So just the fact that you asserted yourself in that particular instance prevented them from doing that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically your suggestion is don't be afraid to speak up if you think there's something that shouldn't be going on, and that is separating you from your property.
Yes, be very assertive, and they'll even like turn their backs to you when they're searching through.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, I haven't had that happen to me when the TSA is going through my bag. They always say, "I want you to stand right here."
You weren't in the secondary screening.
I was not. No, I'm just saying that some agents are probably acting this way, others are not. But, you know, I wouldn't trust these agents if I had gold bars in that bag. You can believe
Heck
that.
No.
I mean, I would keep an eye on my stuff at all times. I completely agree with what Neil's saying. I'm just saying that every agent probably doesn't do this.
Gotcha.
Definitely. And they have the option to do it even if you do show your ID.
That's true. All they have to do is put those four S's on your pass, and then you get the secondary screening.
Yep.
All right, Neil. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to let you guys know to be prepared to see your Fourth Amendment rights just be raped into oblivion.
Well, I don't think Mark's going to try the no flying or the flying without ID, but I will.
So no,
thanks for
the
call, Neil. Thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, I wonder what would happen, Mark, if you were in the situation that Neil was with this sort of pervy, weird TSA guy prodding you with the metal detector in your private areas. What if you just unzipped and said, "Hey, you know, you want to see? Here you go." Would they charge you for indecent exposure?
Yeah,
and they want to know what's in there, right?
Yeah,
here you go.
Yeah, well, they probably would.
Take a look at this. Now, Fourth Amendment. I see you holding our Bill of Rights Security Edition in your hand there.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue upon probable cause. Supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Remember
Sounds
when we used to have
not,
that?
Not secure in his person, houses, papers, or effects.
I remember when we used to have that Fourth Amendment. It was good. It was a good old one.
Yeah, well, they used this war on terror
to strip that away.
It was before that.
It was the war on drugs that got rid of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, well,
it affects
every American now when it comes to flying.
Well, it affected every American then. Because, well, first of all, not every American flies, but the war on drugs affected every American as far as the Fourth Amendment's concerned, because if you even look suspicious on the roadway and get pulled over and the police search you, there goes your Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's gone. So, wait a minute. Hold on. It actually hasn't been repealed. It's still on the list.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
But it's effectively not. It's just basically not.
What are you going to do about it? Not travel, I guess. I mean, you know, Neil could have stood there with his hands on his behind his head and sang "My Country 'Tis of Thee."
1-800-259-9231. Of course, we're going to be traveling next week. Going to be taking a flight to Los Angeles, and I will make the attempt to travel without showing identification, as Neil has successfully done, as a handful of our other listeners have successfully done, and we'll see what sort of harassment they give me. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a TSA hell story or whatever it is that's on your mind, here's the latest, as promised, on sex offenders. These poor, poor sex offenders. I really feel sorry for them. Now, remember, before we get into this, sex offenders can be anybody from the real bad guys like child molesters all the way down through people who went to the bathroom in a public place. Like they were at a festival and peed behind a tree somewhere and got caught. That's a sex offender, too. So remember, when we're talking about sex offenders, we're talking about a very wide variety of people here. We'll get into the latest on what's happening to them, but we got to keep going with the calls. John in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I probably came in the middle of this conversation about flying with no ID, but
yes, sir.
It seems to me that the gentleman was treated in a way that was customary to someone who was flying on an airplane without substantiating who they are.
Well, why does who he is have anything to do with the security situation? I mean, he went through the metal detector. Why does him not showing identification mean that he needs to get a wand shoved in his crotch? I'll let you answer that. Hang on. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231. Sounds like we've got John wants to apologize for the police state here. We'll find out more.
We'll see what he has to say.
800-259-9231. Back with John and Indy, if he's patient, and I hope he is. And your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Also, the latest on sex offenders, the new Scarlet Letter. You won't believe what this one is. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Your calls are primary. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you is 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. And that does include the bulletin board system. We've got about 200,000 posts. Over 1,500 people are interacting, and it's all totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you straight to it. bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for your for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. WXNT.org as we go back to John in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Now, John, we just barely had time to start your call, and I wanted to make sure we gave you a fair shake. So we were talking about airport security, and Neil had called in earlier to describe the harassment that he went through at the hands of the government's goon TSA squad, essentially shoving a metal detector in places where it really didn't belong, doing it in a sort of almost a sexually perverted way. And you're sort of calling in to defend the activity because he didn't show identification. Is that right?
Well, I can't attest to the aggressiveness of how the search was conducted. I'm merely pointing out that Neil went with the purpose of flying without ID.
Mm-hmm.
And the security systems that we experience when we go to the airport, in my mind, are nothing more than a cursory examination. It's just a means of literally searching thousands of people, tens of thousands of people per day. And when a flag is raised such that an individual does not have ID, then to me it is not unreasonable for that to warrant a more thorough investigation of that individual, because every citizen knows that when flying on an airplane, it's common knowledge that ID, proper ID, has to
John,
or should be.
John,
yes.
one of the final acts of Gandhi was to make a march on the salt mines in India. And what he did is he brought a whole bunch of people there, and they just kept on marching towards the salt mines, and the British officers would club them down, hit them in the head with their clubs, beat them into the dirt. And the reason that he did that was to show the violence of, you know, his oppressors. I think that that's what was being done. What Neil was doing in this circumstance was to show that, in fact, we are being oppressed by this TSA. I mean, yes, we know that if we're Jewish, the Nazis are going to take us off and gas us. It doesn't make us right. Make them right.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that simile, but at any rate,
well, hold on a second. Slow down for a minute here, because I mean John.
We went from being in an airport and being passively searched or aggressively searched, or the one to being clubbed. To the gas mine.
Oppression is oppression, my friend. Look, if I walk up to you, do you think it's okay if I walk up to you and wand you and feel you around your crotch and stuff?
John.
If I were going into a
No, no, I'm asking you, if I walk up to you on a sidewalk in the street, not where you're going or anything.
Of course not.
Then why is it okay for this bureaucrat to do it to me? Is he better than me? Is he better than you? Is he morally superior? Is he sent down from heaven like an angel?
It's not a question of who is better and who is not better. It is a question of, we live in a society where the sophistication of terrorism is being exponentially increased by the day. Now, the last time we had an incident, it was with some type of gel chemical explosive.
Actually, that was all an allegation.
It was all an allegation.
Okay.
It's pretty much crap.
Well, let's run with it. Let's not run with it because it was garbage. Because you can't disprove it, and I can't disprove it.
Actually,
so
it has been disproven.
Disprove it.
As a matter of fact, it has been disproven.
Were you there?
We read an article by somebody who had done the research.
The TSA says the water's bad. They haven't even come out with any proof, John. At least the guy in the article had some proof, but the government doesn't even bother with proof.
You just do what you're told, citizen. The chemical reactions that you're talking about would have caused a terrible smell to emit from the bathroom, and would have taken them hours to do the proper mixing, presuming they didn't pass out first. I mean, the whole thing was just a mess, and it was just another lie on the part of the government. But let's go back to the security issue, because this is important. You're saying it's okay to wand people down extra special if they don't have an identification. Hold on. Slow down.
No, I did not say extra special.
I said that
when proper procedure, known procedure, is not followed by a participant who wants to get on an airplane, then a more thorough investigation or search of that individual is warranted. Because
I understand where you're coming from on that, but if it isn't the purpose of this investigation or the search to uncover some sort of bomb or weapon or something like that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
If that's the purpose and you're a terrorist, then would you not, why would you, if you're a terrorist, why would you go into an airport without an identification?
Well, now, this gentleman, Neil, said that it was at the last leg of his trip. So he has been through other security. He has been through other security checkpoints.
That's true. He got an extra special TSA agent.
Exactly. Okay. So then it is not unreasonable that if this person was a terrorist, that it is possible, due to some unforeseen set of circumstances, that their ID had been compromised or their ID had been lost or they had been, you know, maybe they were accosted and had to leave or flee. And
John,
so it is not unreasonable that this individual at the last leg of their journey does not have all of their equipment, their ID and what have you. But all they have left is a bomb or some device. So
John, consistently the TSA misses about 75% by their own tests. The government auditors or whatever that go through and try to pass these knives and guns and bombs and stuff through, they miss about 75% of the stuff that they attempt to slip through. Why do we even want these people there?
Well, we want these people there because
to catch 25% of them?
Somebody has to stand. Somebody has to take a stand.
I've got a Second Amendment right, and I want to take a stand.
Somebody has to take this unpleasant job of searching the millions of people who fly.
No, they don't. It's ridiculous to say that they do, John.
Do you want to do it?
Because they're doing a poor job at it.
Here's what I'd like to see happen. They're not doing a poor job.
When's the last time you've seen an airplane fly and crash down in front of your neighborhood?
The simple fact that airplanes, you could say that the cars aren't blowing up because the TSA's searching people in the airport. It's a non sequitur, sir.
No. Now, we all know that the target is the plane. The target's the plane.
What are you going to do with the plane?
What are you going to do with the plane?
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Can we say 9/11? I don't know.
I don't think you'll ever hijack a plane with a bunch of box cutters again, sir. I know that nobody's going to hijack one I'm on with a box cutter.
Do you now?
Yeah. I'll break their damn neck.
Okay.
The reason, before 9/11, Americans realized if the plane's hijacked, I spend the afternoon on the tarmac in Havana, and then I'll be home I'll be home tomorrow for dinner. No big deal. Nobody's going to get hurt for this. Now they realize it's a real game, and that, our government's been messing around in the Middle East enough to make these people really angry, and they're willing to hurt us for it.
You know what, John? Thank you for the call. Out of time for you, but more calls on the way. 800-259-9231. The answer isn't to get rid of security entirely. It's to turn it over to the marketplace to allow the airlines to individually decide what level of security is appropriate for them. So that way you could, as a consumer, choose between which airline you'd want to fly on. Personally, I would want to fly on the ones that allowed me to bring weapons on the flight. That would make me feel the most secure. You might choose differently. Unfortunately, with the government involved, we don't have that freedom of choice. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Show, you bring up whatever you want. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and visit Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading to shrine.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're the subject of Laissez-Faire Books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner. In this new book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and liberties on books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's lfb.com. Laissez-Faire Books.
Let's go to the phones to the fun Joe in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I definitely think, it's not the good old days anymore, and he did kind of, eventually he was going to meet some bullheaded, I got a badge, I'm power kind of guy.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and, but what struck me and what immediately hit my mind is, if I were to do something like that and that sort of thing were to happen to me and I started feeling dirty and abused because of it, I would probably turn it around and say something like, hey, that feels good. How much do you charge an hour?
That's kind
of and I really wonder what that would do, if that would throw the dirty feeling back on this bully.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. That's sort of down the same line of my approach, like, all right, here, you want to see? I'll show you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Then
you could get arrested for exposing yourself and all that happy.
True. I wonder if they would charge. Maybe they could charge you with sexually harassing the screener. Like if you throw it.
I mean, it's a two-way street, and if
not really
being videotaped. Oh yes, it is.
I don't know, man.
Because
suing the government is not necessarily really a two-way street. It's very difficult.
Well, it's a lot easier for them to sue, or for you to sue them, than for them to sue you.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it's either way.
I mean, look at what happened with the cop who was trying to... I live in Atlanta, the Atlanta area. Look at the cop who was trying to accuse a couple who had set up a radar trap in their front yard here in Kennesaw.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he wanted to have them arrested for harassment, and the judge told him he was crazy.
Thank goodness. I mean, I'm surprised it didn't go further than it did. And it really, one of the reasons why I think it got thrown out was because it got some press attention. Because the press got a hold of it.
The town of Kennesaw, it is a law in the town of Kennesaw that you have to own a firearm.
Is it still?
That went to a vote recently. And
really?
The vote was to continue it.
Wow, I was under the impression that came about and went away and was found unconstitutional.
Oh, hell no. I lived the next town over.
That's amazing.
I know what's going on in Kennesaw. It's a wonderful thing.
Georgia
is one of the 11 states that has put forth a Senate resolution regarding telling Congress to pull the hell out of the SPP.
The Security Prosperity Partnership, the concept of the
North American Union.
Now, it's not a good thing to mandate that people have firearms in their house. It's like the opposite of a gun ban. It's forcing everyone to have firearms, and
right,
people may not want to have firearms.
They don't go house to house and do a gun check and make sure you have your firearm and it's loaded.
But it's against the law to not have a firearm, right?
Technically, it's against the law to not have a firearm, but you don't have to carry it, you don't have to present it. But what does that do to protect, you know, our Fifth Amendment, or not our Fifth Amendment, but our
Second
Amendment, right?
I don't know if it protects anything. It sounds really really outrageous to me to pass a law like that, because then there's always, if you don't have a gun in your house, you're constantly breaking the law, and somebody, some politically motivated politician or prosecutor, could go after you for it. I mean, let's let people make decisions on their own about whether or not they want to carry firearms. And if they want to carry, and if they want to keep a firearm, then they shouldn't have to ask permission for it. That's the real insult, is the idea that if you want to pack heat, you have to beg the government, mommy government, for permission. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, Joe. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Daniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a comment about the guy that was, for the searching. You know, I mean, nobody's mentioned that, you know, there is, I believe, a law, or it says somewhere in the law, you know, to reasonable search. I mean, you know, patting one's person's genitals and touching them, I don't believe is reasonable search.
He could be hiding knives in there. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Just like the box cutters, right?
Well, I feel like this is one of the problems with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution from the beginning, is they use terminology like reasonable search and seizure.
Yeah, that might as well just be a Pandora's box.
You know, they should have just said, look, you can't search or seize people's houses, properties, papers, and effects.
Because the government's essentially saying, well, anything's reasonable. We're the government. It's reasonable.
It's reasonable. We're never going to do anything wrong, people.
That's true. It isn't really defined all that well.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Daniel,
it was the problems with the Federalists and, you know, the Anti-Federalists and their compromises and that whole
It's a problem
mess.
With politics. Compromise is politics.
I think one of the problems is, too, is back when those laws were created, I mean, most people had common sense. Today,
and there weren't any cops.
Yeah, exactly.
There weren't any.
True, and the government wasn't running the schools back then either to indoctrinate
Correct.
People.
I'm a firm believer in less government is better government.
I'm a firm believer that no government is better government. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Yes,
but I don't mind having smaller government in comparison to what we have today. I'd go that far.
Yeah.
And then further. Let's continue with the calls to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a minor little nice thing to report. I just got back from the Merrimack Valley Porcupines meeting, which is like the monthly Free Stater meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we had record turnout, 70 people.
Wow.
Just a really, you know, a routine, you know, get together at a central location.
Are people just socializing, or are things getting planned and done at the meeting?
Well, there's people that stand up in front of all the other people and say things.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything particular gets done. It's usually more like announcements.
I see.
And then socializing. I remember the first one I went to when I first got here in 2004, there were 25 people. So
we've almost tripled in a matter of 3 years the
right.
amount of attendees.
It's a good indicator as to where things stand in terms of how much activity and how many people there are.
70 people's a lot. Where are they holding these meetings?
This one was in Merrimack. We picked a new location. The old one was too small. We used to hold them at Bickford's in Manchester, but this time we held it in Merrimack proper. But it's just sort of a relatively central location.
But wait, where? Was it in like a hotel ballroom or something?
Oh, no. It's Newick's, I think. It's a seafood restaurant.
Oh, okay. So, do you have to rent the whole restaurant out? That's a lot.
No, it had a big room, though, that they were able to more or less fill off for us.
Very cool, man. Good to know things are building up. Things are growing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Dave, any other updates for us?
Well, also we had a demonstration to support Ron Paul on Sunday last week, and 20 people turned out for that, just a street corner demonstration, sine wave kind of thing. And we did that right at the end of the Liberty Forum.
Yes, you did. Dave, you're always on the ball, always doing something new for Liberty, and we appreciate hearing from you as always, sir. 800-259-9231 to the Amplifier line, and Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Pleasure to speak to you, as always. Thank you for what you do.
All right. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about Roger. I was just listening to the podcast of the 28th.
Now, who's Roger?
He wrote an email that was kind of chastising you about not accepting the 911 truther movement.
Oh, boy, that guy.
And I truly think you have a brilliant response on that, which is, I don't care. And I kind of added to that, which is, they've done enough overtly in order to be indicted. Why do we have to worry about what they're doing covertly?
Yeah, exactly right. And not only have they done enough overtly to be indicted, but even though they've done it all overtly, they're not going to be indicted. Mm-hmm. So there's no way in hell they'd be indicted on what the conspiracy people are talking about.
Yeah, I should amend that to that, too, if we can't even indict them for what they've done overtly.
Yep, brilliant. Brilliant point, Kurt. Also,
he said that it's great out of the Communist Manifesto, your atheism.
I'll let you address it here in moments. Hang on, Kurt. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. If you like the show, help support us by voluntarily becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 340 of our listeners have decided to do. In fact, Mark, we are within striking distance of the next milestone for the amplifier program. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the program. Read about it first. Make yourself feel good about it, because you know we're giving away all the features on the website for free. So this is a totally voluntary option. You send us $3 a month. Here's how it works. You send in the $3 a month. It's easy to do. Credit cards or PayPal, it automatically happens for you. It's less than the price of a cup of coffee. You send it in to us. We take it in, and we turn it around into promoting the show. We get in internet advertisements to get more internet listeners. We buy Talkers Magazine ads to get more radio stations on board with the program and more. The details are all there at amp.freetalklive.com. And the important thing is, it's working, because we're almost to 25% of our $10,000 a month goal. And there are different milestones along the path towards that $10,000 mark. And at the 25% mark, the $2,500 a month, we're going to release the Free Talk Live studio cam, webcam, that everybody will be able to access.
You can watch us eat and stuff.
Now, I can tell you right now, this has sort of been hush-hush, but the amplifiers have been sort of beta testing the webcam now for a matter of several weeks. And we're less than $50 away per month at this point from having the webcam go public. And I'm pretty excited about that. I think a lot of listeners are looking forward to it. So if you've been holding back, maybe now would be a good time to amp at amp.freetalklive.com.
Put us over the top.
All right. So 800-259-9231. You can still bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwave, so to speak, as we go back to Kurt in Michigan. Now, Kurt, you're addressing an email that we'd gotten earlier this week from a guy that was essentially a little bit angry about the show. He was upset. And you are going to address one of his comments about how, I'm an atheist, so that must mean I'm a communist or something like that, right?
Yeah, what he said was that it was straight out of the Communist Manifesto, and he also said that it was arrogant. And I'm going to address both of those. It seems to me that communism is the mandatory manifestation, government manifestation of giving all your goods to the poor. Until there are no poor anymore, or at least until you're all poor.
Well, I don't think Jesus would have advocated force in that particular arena, but okay.
Well, that's what Jesus Christ says, to give all your goods to the poor. Well,
right, but he didn't suggest using swords to take people's money to give their goods to the poor. And I don't think he said to give all your money to the poor. He said take care of the poor.
Well, then he also said that it was arrogant that you didn't accept God. Well, I think it's kind of arrogant to say that there is a God, because then that, again, puts us right at the center of the universe. It was all made just for us to look at. There's nothing out there. All the stars that are way out further than we could see were just put there because someday God knew we'd create the Hubble telescope. And I think that's the height of arrogance.
Well, and certainly it's arrogant to believe that your religion is the superior one over
That's
the rest
true.
Of them.
There are thousands of religions.
How dumb are those little brown people all over the world and their silly, silly religions? We know that the real religion is our religion.
And don't forget, religions over time as well. It's also arrogant to suggest that your religion is right. What about Zeus? What about Ra? What about all the other gods that have come and gone? Kurt, great call. Thanks for it. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Comrade Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Greetings, you capitalist swine.
What's up?
I just wanted to call and congratulate John in Indianapolis for making a wonderful defense of surviving his identification when he traveled.
You're going to have to make it short. You've got a real buzz on your VoIP line tonight. What? Go ahead.
You see, the Founding Fathers were very stupid when they made the claim that you should be able to be free to travel in any state that you want. And while John does make the great point that planes are bombs, cars are bombs too. So we need to have identification when we travel from state to state. Not only that, but you must present your papers anytime you try to start your car. I suggest a card swiping system or maybe an optical retina scanner just to make sure that you are not a terrorist when you try to start 2 to 10,000 pounds of deadly metal that
you know what?
You know, Timothy McVeigh blew up a building with a truck.
We're getting there. Brandon, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We are not far off from that dystopian, disturbing vision that Brandon was presenting there. We may not be to the point where they're going to have a card swiping machine.
Including the tacky accent?
In the I thought it was pretty good.
It was really pretty good.
It was very cheesy, but very, very fun. I don't think we're to the point quite yet where we're going to have a card swiper installed in every car. However, I don't see it as being a very far step at all to have checkpoints at state borderlines.
Yeah, I wouldn't see that would be. I would say that that's probably pretty close to.
And in fact, I think that John in Indianapolis was being a little bit thick when he suggested that terrorists are only interested in airplanes. What are you talking about? Pack some C4 or some fertilizer bombs in the back of a truck or the back of a car, something like that. Hijack a tanker truck full of gasoline. Run that into the side of a building. There's all kinds of damage that one could do with a vehicle. And I think it's really kind of, I think it's a little bit ignorant to suggest that they're only going to be going after airplanes. Especially, as you pointed out, Mark, since the American people are just not going to let that happen. The terrorists must know this. I mean, they must know that the American people are galvanized against the idea of anybody taking over an airplane ever again. I mean, even if it was an airline full of little old ladies, I think a terrorist would have a tough time. Taking that over.
What is one man or two men or even four men going to do against a plane full of people?
A little old ladies. Angry little old ladies, in fact. And so I don't think
they're ever going to be another plane hijacked. I don't think it's going to be.
It'd be very
hijacked
difficult.
Certainly not with a knife.
It'd be a lot easier to hijack one professional driver from out of the cab of his truck. That'd be a lot easier than taking over a plane.
Yep.
So I don't think that you should just write that off as though, well, it hasn't happened recently. Not going to happen.
You know,
anything can happen.
It amazes me that people think that somehow the government can protect them from this. I mean, do cops protect you from getting killed?
Well,
no, they come and clean up the mess.
Right, and then you've got people like John making excuses for the government in this case. If someone were to hijack a tanker truck and run it into the side of some building in some city somewhere in America. And then the government decided.
Somebody did, though. I mean, Timothy McVeigh did hijack, or not hijack, but he rented a truck, filled it full of, nitrogen fertilizer and blew up a building.
But it needs to happen, it would need to happen again.
It needs to be an Arab guy.
If it happens again, okay, and then the government says, whoa! How could we have forgotten the roads? We've had all this security this whole time in the airports. We need to move this out here in the roadways to keep Americans safe. How could we have forgotten this? All right, we need to sextuple the Homeland Security budget. We need more money.
More cops.
We need more bureaucrats. American people, you're going to start, I'm sorry, but we need to be safe. People, you're going to start having to show identification when you're crossing state borders.
And we're
why not
have,
county borders?
And we're going to have random roadblocks operating
why
on
not at
any,
the city limits?
Any random? We need randomness because the terrorists will know where the roadblocks are. So we're going to have random roadblocks at 24 hours a day in every American city, in every American city above 100,000 population. I mean, that might be where they started, and it's not outrageous to suggest it. Once a truck blows up next to a building, that it'll make it seem like, whoa, we really need this. We really need to be safe. The federal government's going to keep us safe and secure.
You know, we'd be safer if we were all in padded cells. Just in prisoners and the imprisoned.
But really, are we that far away from this? Random roadblocks?
No,
random
searches? You're right. I mean, that's going to happen.
Show us your papers. They're making it.
I'm sorry. It's going to happen.
This year is the last year that you will be able to go to Canada or Mexico and return to the United States, return to America, without showing a passport.
Right, a passport that you had to pay at least $100 for, $100-something.
January of 2008, it all changes.
I mean, and you know, why do we need it? What has happened? What is the impetus for this?
What's happened is government is getting bigger and more obtrusive and more oppressive than ever. And then you're going to have people like John, who 2 years later are going to say, hey, there hasn't been another, presuming there's been a truck attack or something like that. People like John are going to say, well, there hasn't been another attack in the last couple of years. Clearly, these random roadblocks are working. You know, we need the government to keep us safe.
And what John doesn't realize is that the terrorists hope to take away our freedoms. Perhaps that's what they were hoped for. And they did.
Well, the government's taken away the freedoms with the consent of the American people. The whole while snookering the American people into believing that these idiots in government bureaucracies are making them safer. All I have to do is point to the fools in Boston earlier this week blowing up one of their own pieces of equipment because they thought it was a bomb. The light bright boards. I mean, this is just absurd. It's like a theater of fools running this country. And we're all forced to be in the audience. It needs to stop. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll return Monday night with the sex offender story and more. I'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.